We are on the brink of genocide. Something should be done.
That's Ivory Coast's new UN ambassador, Youssef Bamba, at the UN today. His warning comes as the dispute between the country's incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, and his challenger, Alassane Ouattara, continues. The incumbent refuses to leave office despite claims by the challenger and the international community that that challenger won the election. The BBC's John James joins us from Abidjan, the main city in Ivory Coast. And John, first of all, how tense is it? Because we understand the challenger, Mr. Ouattara, is holed up in a hotel.
Yeah, he's currently in a hotel beside the lagoon here, one of the luxury hotels. He's surrounded by 800 UN peacekeepers. He's there with his administration, but they can't leave the hotel because that hotel, as well as being protected by UN peacekeepers, is then surrounded by soldiers loyal to Laurent Gbagbo, who's been president for the past 10 years or so. So difficult for him to exercise power at the moment, and obviously that area around the hotel is tense. There's been some skirmishes over the last few weeks, and even the call now by a youth leader who kind of mobilizes crowds for Laurent Gbagbo to organize a march to liberate the hotel. So there's certainly tension around the hotel, tension, of course, as well for Alassane Ouattara's supporters, and their districts have been targeted by particularly nighttime raids, and the UN are talking about close to 200 deaths. It's definitely a situation here, a standoff, and potential as well for violence.
Well, so the violence has been against Alassane Ouattara, the challenger's supporters. But what about the warning of genocide? The UN ambassador, who was appointed by the challenger, who believes that he won the election, has said that he fears genocide. What's your sense on the ground?
On the ground, I mean, the word has been used here actually by both sides, with even the pro-Gbagbo supporters accusing the UN and France of planning a genocide. So I think in terms of whether it's true or not, I mean, you know, we've seen violence, that's for sure, against supporters of Alassane Ouattara, and it's a tense situation. And the UN have reported some evidence that some houses have apparently been marked to indicate the ethnicity the political support of those people who live in those houses, sort of marking them for attack later on. But we're only getting sort of scant evidence of this at the moment. So it seems a very strong word to use in this situation. But obviously, Alassane Ouattara's administration want the international community to intervene, to do something so that he can exercise his power. It's one thing being recognized by most of the world as a legitimate winner of elections, but if you can't control things on the ground, then sort of, what's the point in some way? So they're keen to see the language, what's being said internationally, being backed up by something as well.
Well, the Ivory Coast had, prior to this, been seen one of Africa's success stories, peaceful, prosperous, one of the largest producers, close to half of the world's cocoa, which makes chocolate. So what is the sense? I mean, it seems like it's very premature, but perhaps needs to be asked anyway. What is the sense that there will be some kind of intervention other than the diplomatic intervention that's been going on?
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, there's about 9,000 UN peacekeepers on the ground. There's a French force of about 900, but their mandate is largely defensive, really, for the French looking after their own citizens. So I don't think it's going to come from them, but certainly the regional community, that's the West African Economic Community, ECOWAS, they've been quite strong in their language, talking and threatening military intervention force. You may remember in the 1990s we saw a similar type force from the region being sent into the civil war in Liberia. So there is precedent for a sort of regional force to go into a country and try and sort things out. And the region has been very strong in recognizing Alassane Ouattara as the winner of elections. But Laurent Gbagbo still has the public backing of the army, and that's perhaps the key thing that's keeping him in power.
And how much is this about religion? The challenger, Ouattara, is Muslim. The incumbent, Gbagbo, Christian.
There is an element of that, perhaps, but I don't think it's the key part of the story. But generally, I think it's principally seen as a political tussle between one man who won the election and one man who didn't, but doesn't want to leave.
The BBC's John James speaking to us from Abidjan in Ivory Coast. John, thank you.